Blog Talk Radio.
You get your ass into this car, God. On the top of my norm, pimping shit. Get your ass in this motherfucking car. Y'all already know y'all in the building. Yes, live right here is Wrecking the Game Radio. Pimps up and them hoes down. Monday. That's how we doing it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We trying to find out where the pimps at, because apparently, you know what I'm saying, these girls around here, a.k.a. these hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they running amok, man, making their own money, which half of them, shit, they need some guidance. You know what I'm saying? So where all the motherfucking pimps at? I ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying, old Basin Jim. You know what I'm saying? That's still smoking off in the back and got four crack holes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you're running a mill, blue collar hoes in the strip club. You know what I'm saying? AKA hoes riding around in the car trying to sell it. You know what I'm saying? Where's the guidance at, people? Where is the pimps at? Or the pimp scale? You know what I'm saying? Y'all done gave the roll up to the dyke girls. You know what I'm saying? No big dyke girls around here. You know what I'm saying? Sticking their finger all up in something, you know? That ain't for them. That ain't for them. So that's what we're doing, man. We're talking about that. We're going, you know what I'm saying? We got another subject. You know what I'm saying? What this is? The kids over there saying, yeah, the show's on. I'm talking to Miss Black in Iraq, 813. I see you off in the building. Hold on 1 second. You know what I'm saying? Miss Black off in Iraq, she raised a good question too. She raised old trifling ass question. She say, is it fucked up? You know what I'm saying? If the child's father uses the motherfucking kid's cell phone, give out the phone number, you know what I'm saying? 60-year-old boy, give out the phone number and let everybody call the phone, but he don't pay the motherfucking bill. You know what I'm saying? Grown ass man. That's how it go, though. You know what I'm saying? But we going to get all off of that. We got music, hot music in this shit and all that good ish. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what we do. Alive to the world. Tampa Bay's most international DJ. Y'all already know 81 Trey. Trey 4 is up in the building, man. That's how we doing it. Shouts out to my Australian co-host. She'll be through, hopefully. She done lost her motherfucking voice. So, it's all good. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple A. And, yeah, that's how we do it. Let's get off into this here real quick. Caller. You was live in the building, motherfucking Wrecking the Game Radio. If I can get you in this song, bitch.
What?
Oh, it's already up in here. Hello?
What's the deal? Smells so good. Go. Peter Weestrow live in the building, my nigga.
There you go, Mr. Petey. What's happening, bro?
What's the deal, Cat Better?
Man, she is. Try to catch up with your ass, but you be in and out, in and out.
Yeah,
look, dear. Oh, man, you know, just maintain slow rolling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, I want to make a comment, too, man, on that little situation with you to just talk about.
Both of them now, you know, you got your pimps, because, you know, pimps is
obsolete.
Okay,
I got some on that, too, now. I got some on
and
that,
the,
too, man.
And the trifling nigga using the phone shit.
Yeah, first I want to talk about that nigga using that phone.
All
first
right.
of all, this nigga... Metro got a plan, bitch. 4400. You got a child. That's your child. Nigga, go pay the motherfucking $70 for two phones to be on at the same time so your child can keep his own phone. That's how that go. And you get your own shit. Go borrow somebody's shit from your cousin's house or something. They ain't using that motherfucker no more. Everybody switching over to Boost. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think she in Texas. But still, it don't even matter. If you in the motherfucking
it don't matter.
States. If you were the 50 fucking state, it ain't no motherfucking way. You can't go and get no goddamn $50 limited plan. That shit is, this is the future, goddammit. We is here with that. There is no more all prepaid. Right. All you motherfuckers out there on your prepaid phones, more power to you, boo-boo. But the real smokers, yeah, we going to be over here hitting this good shit and enjoying these motherfucking $50 limited plans. $50 limited text, talk, what the fuck else you want to do? Shit.
Yeah, he a grown-ass man, dog.
Grown-ass man. And you got, and he had a motherfucker call. She said a motherfucker called, and the dude ain't been answering the number. He like, it's an Illinois number. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck calling me from Illinois and shit?
Right.
So he ain't do it. So he gave it to his mama. You know what I'm saying? Gave the number to his mama. She called. You know what I'm saying? Nigga pick up the motherfucker phone. You know, and she like, well, why you calling my son phone and shit? You know what I'm saying? He talking something, well, he looking for his dad. But why the fuck is you calling the son's phone talking about looking for some dad shit?
Yeah, he put it off on the child, man.
You feel
that.
Me? Yeah, the nigga, you got
yeah,
a cell
phone.
Phone. What the fuck are you giving out this man number for? He didn't give it to you to give out, and you ain't paying his motherfucking phone bill to be doing that.
Do he actually call that damn boy? Shit, if that's the case, that's his child. You know, do he call much of the motherfucker that's calling?
Man, shit. I'm the way she said he, that they got a good relationship. He's just a trifling ass using ass nigga.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's all that is. It ain't got no, you know what I'm saying? You got the love of a son, but you just taking advantage. You know what I'm saying?
That's putting him in the wrong situation. Then again, though, that might be on some pimp shit. He might be trying to turn his son on to some hoes.
Hey, you feel it? Now we might be full turning.
Now he might be trying to turn him on. Okay, I'm going to be sending some hoes over to your phone. He ain't picking up on it.
I don't know, cause you got, if the nigga
hey,
answers,
saying,
you know what I'm saying?
On that pimp shit, you want to be on that pimp shit? Sometimes dad can teach the nigga like that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
they can
true.
Teach you like that, you know? What I'm saying, hey man, I'm gonna be meeting some females. They gonna be calling your phone, so you know, just check it out. You know what I'm saying? Holler at them every now and then, see what they buy. You know?
That's it. Hey, what she told me though, that's still, man. I mean,
yeah, it's fire though. It's fire though.
We got another call off in the building. 404, man, you want to get on off of what we talking about? We talking about where all the pimps at, you know what I'm saying? Because there's too many hoes running the streets, you know,
okay.
Unguided. And then we talking about trifling-ass niggas who use their son's or daughter's cell phone and run the motherfucker bill up and give the number out and don't pay that motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah, I consider myself a pimp, you know? I do my thing on the side, you know, man. But as far as that cell phone shit, man, I ain't got nothing to say about that shit.
Hey, that's right. It's my nigga Ballhead, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Representing ATL, man. It's going down. You know it. In the building. Yeah, man, that's some trifling shit. My own girl in Iraq, you know, she can't even do nothing right now because she's serving the country. But then, as you said, the goddamn son, 16-year-old son, is getting calls from Illinois. I mean, out-of-state calls and shit. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Oh,
God. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if it was some hoes, that'd be one thing. It's niggas calling the phone. That's some gay shit. That's some motherfucking gay shit. Yeah, hey, I would applaud you, Dad, if you did have some hoes calling this motherfucker accidentally.
Hey, DJ Smelly, check this. I got one of my girlfriends on the phone and shit, you know what I'm saying, calling fresh out of that Mac town, Mick and Georgia, you know what I'm saying, right. Step, introduce yourself, Step, what's happening?
Step about to hang up, that's what's happening.
Yeah, why you about to hang up?
Hey, listen, here's Step, now, if you don't work in a strip club, or you ain't walking up and down the avenue, this show is not applied to you, you was not the hoe we talking about.
Get money.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, however she want to get it, you know what I'm saying?
But that ain't one of the ways I be getting it, neither.
Oh, hey, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, I DJ in the strip club, you know what I'm saying? And when I look at these girls nowadays, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know, the pimp was there to get you, make you money. That's what a pimp is for. If nigga ain't making you money, you know what I'm saying, something is wrong. Pimp is your booking agent. You know what I'm saying? He supposed to go club to club. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the nigga. Hey, I want more. Come up in there, shake your ass. He collect the cash, break you off in the end. That's how everybody get paid. But they done broke up the whole pimping game nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Now you got these old chicks that just want to come up in here, strip all fucking night for $4, come in this bitch all fucking week long, get a free drink. You know what I'm saying? And then she happy with that.
Or you got dudes like Sample that think they pimps and really they just pussy ass niggas.
Ooh. Ooh, I heard that
wow.
Now. Hold up. Do we got a respond to that?
Yeah, we got a real big respond to that. I can't say nothing about the pussy niggas, but real niggas do real things, mama. And you believe that. Everybody out for the purple bag money. I see y'all from the strip club every night. So I know how this game goes on, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to fuck us up and do it, but make sure you do your job and do your job right. Get paid. Yeah.
It's real. And shit, I know one female, she come in that bitch, she don't even get touched. You know what I'm saying? Which is, that be me. You know, unless a nigga, you know, throwing 100, 50, 100, all that sticking his finger all up on your pussy and putting his hand all on your ass. Oh, no. I don't even get down like
enough.
That. Only get down like that, you know what I'm saying? That's straight cash action right there. But
100 is not enough.
If you allow a motherfucker to do that, hey, you know? Well, 100 is enough, because, shit, motherfuckers ain't even throwing The motherfucker ain't throwing nothing but ones, and, yeah, in the strip club. So 100, shit, that's motherfucking
101. That made it rain on your ass.
Hey, that's private action. That's taking a motherfucker in the back. You know what I mean? Getting a private lap dance action right there. Shit, who? I must. Oh, this is Atlanta. My bad. Baby, we down in Florida. We down in Tampa, Florida. I forgot. You know, y'all got what it is that Blue Diamond or what the fuck the damn strip club flame?
Got these
or,
high class bitches down
yeah,
here,
y'all
man.
Got that. Yeah, y'all got that $20 just to get into the goddamn strip club. No, we got free entry. Goddamn, you goddamn rope bums off the street coming. This bitch smelling like half past a monkey's ass. And throwing some cans and shit. That's what kind of strip club we got. They tip with cans and shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even dollars. Bitch, come there with a bag of cans. Here you go, girl. Shit. That's worth dollars. Bitch, I guess me my dollars off of it. Go get you yours. So, yeah, my bad. When you said that, honey, I had to think of the demographics of the whole deal. You know what I'm saying? But I had
y'all
a question.
You got to pay $20 to get into the strip club in Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Free for us.
Well, oh, wait. You say you in Mactown. You in
Macon.
So, yeah, okay. So it is different. Okay, yeah. ATL's on their whole, they on their own thing.
Yeah, man, we got these goddamn high-maintenance bitches, high-maintenance strippers, all that shit.
Everything is high-maintenance.
Yeah.
I don't know why motherfuckers running down there to live the broke life, but more power to you.
I know, right?
They do. All my niggas down there. I ran down there and found out half of Tampa down that motherfucker. But shit, half of Tampa's in
there. Hey, check this.
Bird King.
Hey, check this out. Hey, Smelly, check this out. Now, I'm about to put Tampa on blast. I introduced my girl Step to a nigga from Tampa, man. Come to find out, he was a bitch nigga, man.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, damn, dog. I can't bounce my own niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of bitch niggas in the world.
But no, hey. It was a whole other level of bitch nigga. It was a whole other level. Like, how the hell you gonna try to put on a Magnum that's too big for your dick?
Wow. Hey. Yeah, you ain't introducing to a lifestyle, man. You fucked up.
No,
yeah,
he got introduced to a Durex.
Damn.
What?
She went to the damn cheapest other cheap.
Yeah, that's that clinic
shit,
man.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, goddamn. Can I get a brown bag, please?
The whole time we were fucking, he was telling me I better not let nobody fuck their pussy. I got an old man, and you damn sure ain't he.
Hey, I'm talking about my nigga. I introduced them 20 minutes, I say 30 minutes, 45 minutes later, they fucking this shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga all in love and shit. Talking about this his pussy and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? Where they do that at, man? Where they do that at?
Damn. Yeah. Hey, check this out, Mactown. You got kids?
No.
Okay, I know you got little nephews and nieces. This is still trifling on that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, check this out. If the uncle took them out, used your nephew's phone, gave the number out, don't pay the phone bill, but gave the number out and let motherfuckers call the phone and expect the damn nephew to transfer to give the numbers to the uncle. Is that right or wrong?
It depends on how old my nephew is, for one.
If he's 16.
Oh, hell no. Don't be having a 32-year-old woman, grown-ass woman calling my nephew.
And not even women. Just random motherfuckers from different states and shit.
That's when you beat your uncle's ass.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because that was the subject for the date. Let me see. Miss Black, is you on?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, there we go. Yeah, this is Miss Black, everybody. You know what I'm saying? She's serving in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all our soldiers overseas.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. I got T. Collins in the building, too. You know what I'm saying? On the line. You know, 81 Trey, you in the building, T.
Yeah, what's going on?
All right. We got Petey Weed, Strong T. Collins. My dog, Ballhead, representing the ATL. We got Miss Mactown, representing Megan Jordan. And, you know, Smelly representing Tampa. And we got Iraq up in this motherfucker representing New Orleans and Louisiana. So, it's her son that's getting the trifling shit done. You know what I'm saying? to me that's just some old fucked up shit. And I'm taking quarter donations right now so I can catch a bus up there and punch him in his motherfucking eye. PayPal donations and money orders are accepted.
Send it to the PayPal, man.
Money orders are free, goddammit. Money orders are free. Am
Scott, nigga.
Hey, that's real, man. So yeah, that's what we're talking about today, man. We on the subject of pimping. Is pimping dead? You know what I'm saying? Or the pimps just scared?
The pimps are just scared.
Uh-huh. I mean, where is your old school big hat wearing diamond in the back with a gangster lean woo woo with the gangster white walls TV antenna in the back and all that? Where the pimps at?
Them the niggas that should be behind that be driving slow now, bitch. Them niggas is old.
Old.
Them niggas should be.
Oh, okay,
that.
But I'm saying, they got new Cadillacs with the TVs inside the motherfuckers.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? You know,
them
still with the gangster white walls.
Man, them niggas don't push the gas hard, man. Them niggas, they just sitting somewhere at a stoplight right now, nigga.
Where is the new pimps at? Where's the 2009 pimps? And what are they
niggas
driving?
Niggas gorilla pimping in 2009, man, you know?
Man, shit. Motherfuckers is pimping on the city bus and shit. Like, god damn. Yeah, he putting his hoes off the city bus on the block and shit. Like, damn, what kind of shit is that?
Get that money, bitch.
And bitch, the bus will be back at 5:30. Have your ass on the
stop. I'll be right here.
Have your ass on the stop. Like, damn, he dropping bitches back off and shit. Like, what?
Nigga negotiating transfer fees and shit.
You know what I'm saying? You got pimps driving school buses and shit. They done rented out little small buses now. Like, fuck it, hoes, get your ass on. Pimps, that's what the shit done scratched out. Pimp school, that's what's on the side now. Pimp school. Hoes up, down. Pimps down. Pimps up, hoes down. That's how we do it. But check this out, y'all. Since I got everybody's attention, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to... I got a new invention that I'm coming out with. Y'all know I'm a motherfucking computer genius and shit. So I done hooked up some white boys, you know what I'm saying? And we done came up with some new shit. And we're going to be presenting this in 3009. Right here, this is my new shit. Yeah, y'all check this out. This is my new shit.
That bullshit.
Yeah, like you've been on my show before.
Dave is a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software. You can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hey, y'all already know, man. That's my new shit. That's dropping in 3009. Y'all make sure y'all look for that. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit will make you what? Get loose. For real. Coming right back to you, Smacking the Game Radio, man. You already know what time it is. We chilling, we illing, we smoking and toking, man. Y'all want to call in 347-237-5125. We live all the way to 2 p.m.
Back it up, break it on down. with me. I wanna see you two step, not drop with me. Come on, shawty, keep up to the top with me. We gon' bring the roof down, now pop with me. And that's how we do, baby. Go two, that's how I do. Brand new girl, jump on it, bruh. How about you? Now get lock it up. I stay on my grind like I make love.
Yeah.
Gray in the shine and I'm caked up. Louis Vuitton bag and watch by Jacob. You look good, I'm surprised by your makeup. I bet you look good.
That is right here by nigga T. Collins, y'all. This Beat Rocker Productions shit right here. This Beat Rocker.
Let me show you how I hustle do it. Let's move when I hustle move it. Yeah. I ain't a Mac, but I ain't too far from that. I ain't a pimp, but I ain't too far from this. I'm gonna share my story. I gotta give props to the man before me. I'm standing on top of the world, and that's for real. But you can come and chill in my atmosphere, girl.
Get it low, 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 get it low.
Yo, mama dropping twisted, I've been lifting, squatting, splitting. The way you pop it is kinda different. VIP, we in the club. 15 deep, my nigga, what? I'm doing things I never would, just because she's smelling good. Watermelon, Vicky Secret, she got me leaping off the deep end.
Shawty, what's your name? I don't care about your mane. I got money in the bank. I just wanna see you, wanna see you.
Get it low, 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 get it low.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggin-Kiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin-Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggin-Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your email online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry for that.
Wow. Wow. All I can say is wow.
And we're back. Wrecking the Game Radio, man. We up in the building. Shouts out to everybody, man. Coming through Petey Wee Straw, you know what I'm saying, with that Get Loose. You know what I'm saying? My dog T Collin holding down that Get Low. Y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? 4-4 done dropped, dog, but they'll be back. They'll be back. Georgia love this building. You know what I'm saying? This is the most international building you can ever stand up in, man. We's all the way across the world. You know what I'm saying? From Florida to ever fucking well. I don't know shit. Ever well. Iraq. Yeah, we in Iraq. Watch out. Oh, I thought that was Bin Laden. You know what I'm saying? Thought I seen Bin Laden. I'm going to start throwing some shoes.
Okay, I got a story to share with you guys.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Miss Black in Iraq has got a story to share.
Some of you may have heard of this or seen this, but it was on 2020 the other day. So I said it's fitting, being that the show is talking about pimps, because the dude was somewhat of a pimp to me. So you got this young, nice-looking guy, little Casanova type. He goes and meets this lady, and they get married. They're married for like 4 years, but then their relationship starts to go sour. And she's like, I don't know, she just started having speculation that he was cheating on her. So most of the time when a woman thinks her man is cheating, they usually are, right? So she finds out, yeah, he's cheating, but not with just one chick or two. It's like 10, 11 different chicks. And guess what? Like, some of them live in the same damn neighborhood, like even right next door. You know what I mean? So these relationships have been going on for like years. I think like maybe like 5, 6 years, maybe even longer. Well, anyway, as he was pimping these ladies and all this stuff, and they were wine and dining him, but I mean, paying for him to go on trips, buying him cars, and I mean, like, I think somebody bought him, like, a Corvette or something. Well, anyway, come to find out, like, 10 years later, or however many years it was, he was, like, pimping them, but he was also giving them AIDS. He gave, like, each and every one of those ladies AIDS, except for the last lady that he was with. She didn't get it. So, of course, she stood by his side while he went through trials and everything like that. He ended up going to court and everything and getting sentenced to like 3 or 4 terms of 45 years sentence or some shit like that. But yeah. How crazy is that?
That smells so good. There's your answer,
my
nigga.
Congratulations.
Oh.
That's your
motherfucking
answer right there. Smells so good. That's where the pimp's at, my nigga.
Damn. Damn. Man, the pimp's around here giving out. Man. Yeah. But hey, you know.
That's what you get from being a pimp. That's real. That's what you pimping. And then sometimes a nigga always wonder why a nigga go get an ugly girl.
Hey. My homeboy said that.
Man, I'll tell you, last night, you know what I'm saying? I guess that was alcohol talking too, cause I'm standing outside, motherfucking my van and shit. I'm about to leave the little club. Went and checked out a new club, and I went and checked out Sharp Pills, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Went and checked that shit out last night. Set up, and it was alright. Two chicks walked out, and one chick, she looked decent, but then the other chick, I mean, she just looked like a dinosaur and shit. But I mean, she was built though. I mean, she was built like track run thighs and titties and like built. But
you
when she turned, and she on them, hey, listen, that she on them high heels. And when she turned around, I'm like, God damn, she's thinking in a bitch. You know what I'm saying? But then she walked like a dinosaur. I mean, she that built. She's like. Like, I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck? This bitch walking like a beast and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then she turned around. I was like, whoa, it matches. Because the face was like a beast. I was like, damn. But you still
get
fucked,
though.
Hey, but you still get fucked, though. You feel me? Because then the other girl's got the good pussy. You feel me? She is. I bet she got the best pussy out of the whole bunch. And she's looking like the dinosaur.
The ugly one?
Yeah.
She got no standards, though. I'm saying, you should do anything. You know what I'm saying? The ugly one do anything. The pretty one.
No,
not
all the time.
Not
all the time.
The pretty one never do anything, man.
The pretty one
ain't going to lock in. The pretty one, they be like,
right.
They be like, no. You're
right.
No. The ugly one, they got just like a fat chick, like a chubby chick. I don't know if anybody chubby on the phone. But
yeah,
like,
I am,
chubby,
but you know it's all good.
You know, like chubby females, you know, like the big ones, they always got the good bank account because they ain't focused on the dude. They know nobody don't really want them for how they look, so they focus on something else. Ugly females, they know when a nigga come out of the club, they be on that throne or that hen or something. They be looking right after a couple shots.
Yeah.
I'll sneak that Stegosaurus over fat one. You know what I'm saying?
That shit there was crazy. Boy, I was like, damn, this shit looking crazy. But hey, you take one for the team every day, you know what I'm saying? Take one for the team every day.
This nigga said every day.
Not every other thing, but every day.
Every time.
Hey, nigga, don't even go to look for no bad chicks and shit. Like, bitch, I only want ugly motherfuckers. No, sorry, big girl. I don't do big girls. I don't do ugly girls.
I just do the ugly bitches.
Yes, you were big and cute. I only do ugly girls. I'm sorry.
I need a bitch with one eyebrow. I'm sorry.
A unibrow, is it?
This look like an earthworm on her forehead.
Ah,
one big toe that be tapping the ground.
That one nail that on
that one nail
toe.
That be tapping, that be feeling shit.
Oh,
man.
No, no.
Big toe black than a bitch.
No, no. But that bitch painted, though. That bitch can't
hot
be painted.
Hot pink with a rose on it.
Ah, man. You know what killed me nowadays, man? I've been seeing these motherfucking females with these goddamn chessboard pieces and shit off of they hanging off their goddamn fingernails and shit. What the fuck is this?
Them bitches you got,
bitch got a big ass. She got a big ass. One chick, she got a big ass. At the end of the nails, a big ass like a Betty Boop stamp. I mean,
damn.
That, you know what I'm saying? That bitch take up bigger than her finger and shit. What the hell? What the purpose of that? And then like every other kind of fingers and shit. A butterfly. She got a butterfly on her goddamn finger. I mean, a actual butterfly glued to her motherfucking finger. Like what outfit that went with? You know what I'm saying? What night was you going to the wilderness party and shit? And that shit was cool.
This says you got a butterfly.
A fucking butterfly. I know yellow don't go with everything. Shit. Or pink.
I got a question too. I got one question before I get back to work. This is what I don't understand. Goddamn. I don't understand this shit at all. Females get their motherfucking fingernails and toenails done, right? Outside, it can be 30 to motherfucking degrees outside. They got an Obama coat, some stockings with the feet cut out, some stonewashed jeans because it's cold, and then they got some flip-flops on because they don't want to fuck up their toenails. Bitches' feet look like they've been dancing on, like, donuts.
Damn.
Getting glazed, it should be all. I don't understand that. Why that don't make no sense to me. Which one is better? Getting your feet done, having your toes look pretty, or keeping the blood circulating through your motherfucking body? Which one? You got to choose one. I'm serious. Just like the white dudes do the same shit. Motherfuckers have on a USF bomber sweater hoodie with some golf shorts. and some flip flops.
It's a flip flop. Open
knees.
They love their flip flops though. They love
with
it.
No
knees
socks.
Be red. Ears be red. They think they're cool. You cool for real, bitch. You finna hyperventilate with some clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't understand females like that though.
Hey.
Nigga, they toes. Nigga, they definitely pay for it.
They probably got a dry.
You better try to drive.
Put some
joy,
though.
Yeah, hey, all they're doing is trying to drive them motherfuckers on the fly.
Hell no.
How they be dry, they want to keep the paint. I'm like, bitch, you better clip them shits and throw some Jordans on.
Yeah, they butterflies might fly off.
I'm going to make me a new shoe. Hey, I'm going to make me a new shoe. I'm going to get some Jordans and cut the front out. So they told
like
they
stick out. So it's
like,
real.
I just want to know why they got them checkerboards on the end of their toenails, huh? Because they're trying to get to the finish line, nigga. They run.
To the finish line. Hell no.
They do that shit because they be bored at work, bitch. They be playing motherfucking tic-tac-toe on their fingernails and shit.
On their fingernails and shit. Got Yachty on your fingers and shit. Like, damn.
You got to take that double jump right there, nigga.
Girl, give me your thoughts so we can play tic-tac-toe. Like,
nigga, king me. Nigga, king me.
Like, shit. She got hangman on her toenails and shit. Like, damn, girl. The hell? Spelling out letters on your feet. That ain't right. That is not right.
Yeah.
Damn, man. All right. Well, hey, Mr. T. Collins, you know what I'm saying, my brother? You know, Beat Rocket Productions is in the building, man. What projects y'all got coming up, man?
Oh, man. Me and my brother, actually, Wednesday, we put down a hot track and shit. I let him talk about that. That's going to be his project.
All right. And Mr. Peter Weedstraw, I guess you're going to have to address that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to address that. Yeah, the new single me and my little brother been working on, you know, he's producing them hot tracks like always, Beat Rock Entertainment. New song called I Got It. It's for the script club, so you will have a copy of it. Make sure you play it in the club. For all the niggas that ain't making it rain, they can go and make it rain now. Kid is back.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
Hey, right. Smell so good. I got a question, man. You got that, I Am? I got a track called I Am. I don't know if you got it.
I Am. I don't really know, cause everything would pop to my head if I had. No, I know I ain't got that. But hit me up, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, definitely it'll be on this motherfucker.
That's
my reply song. That's my reply song.
What's that?
Tylenol. My song called Tylenol, girl. It's the healing song. Tylenol. Tylenol. That's all I'm going to keep saying.
You sound like Jerome, man. I'm finna get back in here and do what these white people tell me to do.
All right, that's what time it is. You know,
no disrespect to white people. No disrespect to white people. Fuck y'all.
Oh, yeah, you know how.
No disrespect to white people.
Right.
I can't go to I can't go to heaven disrespecting white people.
Man, please. That's what I tell you.
Fuck off. He's an asshole.
I just said that shit and see what Smelly was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my damn switchboard is acting slow today. I can't even get on my cues and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to get on my cues, you know.
That bitch just dug all the way in her ass to get her drawers out. Like, nobody saw that.
Damn.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, that's off cue. You know what I'm saying? That's off cue, but fuck it. It's done. You know what I'm saying? It's done.
You should have said dead part of.
Yeah, goddamn record game radio's a little in the standstill. Hey, don't forget y'all, coming up at the top of the hour, man, we got the motherfucking nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? We got the craziest shit that you probably ever heard on any radio show. I guarantee you. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you. Yeah. I guarantee you. I'm going to throw one at you real quick. I'm going to throw one at you. Graying Britain looks to kill the old people. This is in London because we take this shit all the way around the world. It used to be an issue just for the terminally ill. Now, as populations around the world age, governments are increasingly being confronted with the taboo idea of dying as something people can volunteer to do. Yeah. The demand for the option, if not the practice, is growing rapidly, said Dr. Philip Nisch, 61, founder and director of the Pro Enthuse, what the fuck, Enthunasia Group, Exit International. Yeah, the Australian doctor, nicknamed Dr. Death for his work on suicide, is traveling the world to teach people how to end their lives safely. With a suicide drug testing kit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hey,
you ain't heard no shit like that. If that ain't motherfucking nutty, shit. And that's true. And this is real news now. This is provided nuttynewstoday.com. Don't take my word for it. Please check it out for yourself. And when you click on there, this is straight out of London. This is out of their London newspapers. This is actually real news. It's just the shit that they don't report. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Show you how to die safely.
Hey, I bet
that's
you
gonna
didn't
leave
know
it, ain't it?
I bet you didn't know that Zurich University make a motherfucking paralyzed rats run again.
Them rats don't go to work,
man. Huh? Paralyzed rats whose spinal cords have been severed.
Rats
from
don't
their
drive
brain.
And get gas in their motherfucking car and got credit reports and shit.
Their spinal cords have been severed from their brains, and they were made to run again using a technique that scientists say can work for people. See, they got tested on just, you know, something we don't really give a fuck about. You know, it's life just like everything else is. You know what I'm saying? But fuck it. We bigger, bitch. God damn it. Step the game up, rats. Bitch, get 18 feet tall and I'm running.
So what, they severed the
yeah, a consistent electrical stimulation and drugs. I'm pretty sure they put a lot of weed in them. Enabled the rats to walk on their hind legs on a treadmill, bearing the full weight of the body within a week of being paralyzed. With the addition of physical therapy, the rodents were able, after several weeks, to walk and run without stumbling for up to 30 minutes. So that's progress, people. For all my paralyzed motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
I'm gonna tell you some.
It's letting you know.
Them rats them bitches gonna form a colony. I'm telling you, man, them bitches gonna come back for us because we do so much fucking testing on rats. Them bitches gonna take over and watch. Watch what I say.
And they saw the bitches get loose now. You know what I'm saying? You got some experimental rodents and shit running around your neighborhood. That bitch ain't big.
They gonna have that Debo rat, my nigga. That Debo rat gonna come through this bitch, bite motherfuckers, hepatitis A, W. Cotton mouth bitch niggas gonna be getting everything.
Hey, y'all see that damn it was 20 something foot python and they found about two or three of them bitches. How in the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
They've been finding these big ass motherfuckers.
Because they African, African ones, and what they do, they get so big to where them motherfuckers they found them in Miami, right, in Everglades. They'll find them. Wow. They're like release them somewhere.
Yeah, no, they've been finding them shit like in rural areas. I don't know if it was Tampa, but it was somewhere around.
No, but they're releasing. They'll take them to like a pond or something and let them go. But they ain't from around here. They say they habitat, so they bigger than anything we ever saw. Them bitches come from like.
Some of them bitches come out of people's houses, man. They drop them off at the duck pond down there by Rupaul. Let them eat up all the ducks and the fish. That bitch getting healthy, going down the drain, wrestling with the alligators that they said do not run around the grass for. That's what this bitch out there doing. That bitch came up out of Rudolph Yard that lived at the Dota South. He was had that bitch.
Oh, well, that shit on TV, I was like, God damn, it took, what, five bitches to carry that motherfucker out?
Yeah.
They be tripping when animals be eating little babies and shit. They're like, we be eating candy, bitch. Motherfuckers be like, I got some candy. Those snakes be like, bitch, I got a baby. Eating them bitches up, because, you know what I'm saying? You bring them bitches in our habitat, you can't take care of them. You can't kill them. If you kill them, bitch, you're going to jail. So you're going to let them go like you lost them or something. That bitch grow up. And they make a movie about
it. And that shit is actually reality, though. You got motherfucking these big-ass pythons going into motherfucking people's house.
Coming up through the motherfucking toilet bowl, you taking a boo-boo. You got a snake head. He trying to just, he chilling.
Keep licking on your ass.
Like, damn,
what the fuck?
Jamaican food. 2,000 flushes ain't gonna work, bitch.
I know you keep dropping that shit on my head, nigga. I'm gonna bite your cheeko.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't come to eat shit, nigga. I don't eat shit. I'm not a shit eater.
Hell yeah, man. The world's crazy, but motherfucker talking about teaching nigga how to die, bitch. I teach you how to die. Go outside in the parking lot and just stand in the parking lot.
Come on, now that's it. You remember Dr. Kevorkian was doing that old same bullshit? He ain't doing nothing new. Y'all already convicted the other cracker from doing that shit when he was trying to assist people to come into his damn office and killing their ass right now.
He gonna get famous.
Man, what's the damn difference? He traveling though. He just running through authorities and building up cases because now your ass is going through different motherfucking territories. So somebody ain't gonna play that shit.
You gonna get caught up.
No, he gonna get caught up in some country though that shit is not allowed in. That shit is not cool everywhere. So he talking about he traveling the world. You know what I'm saying, with his little kit and shit. All right.
Oh, he got a shotgun in that kit.
Bitch, what the fuck? Cyanide? That ain't shit. Ain't, if you want to kill yourself, take cyanide. That'll be the quick way. Fuck it. If you just want to die slowly, eat a goddamn rat pellet killer. Eat about two of them bitches and see what happens to you.
Take a shot of Clorox, nigga, to calm the flower scent, man.
You feel me?
Die real slow, man.
You feel me? Take shot in the ass. You ain't got to, you know, bam, just shoot her by. Oh, yeah, I'm clean inside. Now I'm out.
Yeah, man, now I'm out.
Man, shit, that's too crazy for me. Hey.
Old girl said she got a headache. But Cat Wings say it ain't nothing like smoking weed. Nigga, take 13 of the motherfuckers. It'll be your last headache.
And you know, that'd be the truth. I say, I don't like to plagiarize. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to plagiarize. You know, I like people speak for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't here. You know what I'm saying? I have to let them speak in the chat.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
You
I
are
really
doing.
Don't. I really don't. Don't get that shit. It's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it illegal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He'll wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's the side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it.
I couldn't have said it no better myself, you know what I mean?
If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There's a chemical in weed that's called bucket.
Fuck it. Yeah, right.
And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the button one time. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Man, let him tell it the best. You know what I'm saying? He can't tell it the best, man.
Y'all
just fuck up the motherfucking weed, man.
Straight up. My beat machine works on lights, nigga. I need electricity.
Fuck this shit. Man. All right, I'm finna get into a new cut, man. This is John New and Super D. This is Sheep 5. We're going to come back. I got something new to tell y'all about, man. Top of the hour. It's going down live right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. We got Beat Rocket Productions in the building. Miss Black all the way in Iraq. You already know how we do, man. We're getting it in. Beat it, we strong.
Your DJ.
Why the bass gon' drop? Got them shaking they ass and they bones gon' pop. Fine ass hoes,
I got him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl, thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't got a love zone. You say you love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so thought stream, I have to say I can fix it. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, being super deep. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on the slick. Mama so wet, my juice box should trip. I wanna enter my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on them. I'm something like a diamond, y'all need to stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
That bitch got fine. That bitch got fine. That bitch got fine. Girl, take it on time. That bitch got fine. That bitch got fine. That bitch got fine. Girl, take it on time. Low with it, 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 low with it. I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, that was super deep back. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Back, do a show for the lower charity to be fast. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Girl, take it on time. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Girl, take it on time. Low with it, low with it, low with it, low
with it. Yeah. Turn my shit back on. Hello? What the hell happened? Oh. Is anybody on?
I'm still with you, homie.
Yeah, Miss Black done put me in motherfucking state of shock and shit. She done sent me a motherfucking pictures. Not even explicit. And that motherfucker there is, woo. Yeah, you gonna make me turn into a mirror. Yeah. Oh, that one ain't come out clear though. What the hell happened? That's the best one, motherfucker. Shit. Girl, I gotta take. Hey, how much them flights is all to Iraq? Shit. I'm gonna join back up for like what you got? 2 months left?
Yeah.
See, I need a 2 month enlistment. I work in the chat hall. I'm working in the chat hall. You see an unshaved, uncut nigga pushing a broom, taking some trays out in the chat hall. That's me. I'm there to serve my country. And then I'm looking in your window. Shouts out to Miss Black in Iraq, boy. Good Lord. You damn sure kept it up, girl. Yeah, all these years, girl. It's been about 30 years, it feels like. Jesus. I ain't seen nobody. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to get back with you later, man. I'm going to go down to something, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, you rolling around town, though, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm in the area.
Are you back up in Fort Myers?
No, I'm in town.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we're going to hook up. A little late on. Be out
yeah.
in the lap, be on the block, you know.
Yeah, we're probably swinging through, though. I'll be in the car with T-Color.
All right, yeah, that's what's up then. Hey, well, appreciate you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Peter Wheatstall, ladies and gentlemen, coming through
yeah.
this mofo, checking us out, you know what I'm saying? That little
yeah.
motherfucker Goofy Bone just came online.
Yeah.
And I'll play a little smoke song as he in exit the building, you know what I'm saying? So
ooh,
I continue
yeah.
salivating over these pictures over here.
All right, Miss Black and Iraq.
All right.
Yeah.
Plus she be tight, yeah, to go for a bit. Keep moving that way, kill her phone, I yell. I'm on the left coast tip with a west coast bitch. She looking dummy thick, shit. Pick her up and hit it quick, then drop the trick, because she just a bop a bitch. And you know that it's paper over pussy, man. And every hoe is just a dollar in the dice game. A player dropper than another pick it up, then he keep her in his pocket till she running out of luck. And I don't care if you don't like me. White tee, pea coat, and some Nikes. In that double Glock kill, that's all black. That's the reason why you're busy loving on the crack. Wop getter, Alan Ruck the Hofstetter. West Coast, and we living like some box players. And down the street, and we're going up the track. Straight look at the boys, what you know about that? Fucking in the West Coast, making it dope. It's automatic, out of these pro reading homes. Cause you don't like watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch the boat some more.
California, yeah, we're going to get right back into one more. You already know how we doing it right here live. This is Ruckety Gang Radio.
Yeah, this is what DJ smells so good, man. Check this out, I'm telling you right now, if you ain't getting no pussy, you ain't getting no dick off of this hill, man, your ass is impotent. If you don't know what the fuck that means, then goddamn look it up in the dictionary. I'll let you boy smell so good, man. It's Ruckety Gang Entertainment. That's how we get it.
Your face and your smile make the room sparkle up. Sitting back, looking at you, get naked, fucking up. Mommy, let's take a trip, coasting something big and sail off. Don't worry about them, cause it's sail off. Mommy, official is us. Our relationship is simple, honesty mixed with trust. Mommy, you come right on time, never late. Like a good neighbor, call you all day. Got your own car, got your own pad, hella bad. Outfit, match the shoes, plus the bag. Your friends say I'm cool with the crew, I'm bad news. Don't let them silly chickens guide you. Just be ready when I fly through. Up all night, hanging out, wildin' with no curfew. She like me cause I'm in the game like EA Sports. Her up and down with no hand, it's fireworks. Different positions like that, all kind of sorts. Wet and moist, mommy, I ain't taking no shorts. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down deuce. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down deuce. Girl, you seem so shy. Take a puff of this shit, gonna get high. Mommy, I got six zips.
gonna get right. First we hit Wolf Chris, it's gorillas in the mix. Don't worry, shit, I got killers in this bitch. Go into the makeup room. I'll be in the kitchen with the chef, getting to take the boom. Tomorrow we can take a cruise in Cancun. Let's make a move. All day, warm and gay on my corner too. We can watch Martin on the iPod Nano, but really my eye on the crack camo. Mommy, I'm the boss. You can take it off in the downtown loft. My enterprise taking off. Look in the sky, it's a bird. No, it's Judette taking over like Metro PCS. It's Tampa, girl. We can go around the world in a camper, girl. Fuck pickup lines, girl. Get your behind in the 69 Vert. My air don't work, so you can take off your shirt. Get a tan on your fine complexion. You a dime with Jackson, mommy.
Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke. Yeah, it's all on me, but we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat. Yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke. Yeah, it's all on me, but we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down Duke. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down Duke.
Yeah, y'all feeling that shit, you know what I'm saying? Hit my boy Justice over all up in ATL, you know what I'm saying? But he's still at that 813-433-6409, you know what I'm saying? Representing TAMPA, FLA all day, Mr. Smed.
This another trail hit. The nigga man on the track. Ride on the guitar. Shit, fuck with it. Pass to me and pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, from my lap to the dollar on the back of the road. Yeah. Just pass to me and pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, from my lap to the dollar on the back of the road. Yeah. Just cop to me, but I want some dro. That regular shit just don't cut it no more. Yeah. Niggas claim they blowing fire, but a nigga like me, I can smell your lies. I'm used to me, so can't give a swag. If you got some dro, I wanna get a bag. I keep a piece white eye for that. Bust it down the back, cause I'm about to enter my sack off in this blunt. I fight it up and inhale, and let smoke caress my front. I ain't gotta spell a lie, but a nigga gotta have the best. If it's kids, then you gon' choke when that smoke enters your chest. Yeah, that's what I need. That's right, my nigga. No sticks, stems, or seeds. No sacks full of shade. Just jaws full of bud. So keep it in mind when you fuck with me, cause a nigga don't blow no duds. So fired up and pass to me, cause a true nigga gotta stay blow. Gotta stay blow. I gotta stay blow.
Just pass to me and pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, from a lap it down on the bag of road. Yeah. Just pass to me and pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, from a lap it down on the bag of road.
I get high, nigga, I get blow.
Get blow.
I keep that reefer smoke blowing out my nose.
Out my nose.
Nigga, how you want, but a nigga like me smoke till all the wood gone. I'm a weed head, my niggas are high. Need more than the zone. Yeah. I'm talking pounds, the boy, I need good to get high. For smoking bullshit, cause I keep a sack full of that fire. What a mean, draw us some perk. I'm gonna keep my blunts full. I smoke the blunt in the parking lot and the whole crowd out in pool.
Can I hit that?
Hell no, treat this blunt for me and my folk.
Okay.
You got some chain with 10 on, then you can hit my dope.
I got
don't think a nigga been green, this is good, thanks that I blow.
Perk.
So roll the white off and let the reefer smoke flow. Now,
I'm high
and I'm blow.
I'm
looked at my stack and seen I had one more.
One
rolled
more.
The blunt and fired it up.
Fired up.
Now me and my nigga, we both fucked up. Just pass to me and pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke.
Yeah.
All day we getting high, from a lap it down on the bag of road. Just pass to me and pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke.
Yeah.
All day we getting high, from a lap it down on the bag of road.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, we still smoking. Every day. Now y'all just steal my homeboy Brian on this motherfucking guitar. This some trill shit, nigga. Plus Gray Danger. Nothing but a motherfucking classic. Shit. And
Now I'm finna go smoke, folks. Now I hope you smoking too. Keep it 100, nigga. For real.
I gotta go on my run real quick, y'all. Y'all ready? We can go running. Stepping out a little bit. Do it. It's all in the exercise move right here on Regular Game Radio. Can't handle unfit soldiers. No unfit soldiers, huh? Oh, I'm done. That's out to Miss Black in Iraq, man. Yeah. Oh, man, you got to love the fucking Army, man. You got to love the Army. Shouts out to the AT-4s out there, you know what I'm saying? AT-4 anti-tank motherfucking grenade rifle, missile, some shit, whatever the hell. Back blast area all clear. Yeah, still remember that shit. Still remember that shit. Right now, girl, you got a whole bunch of pictures. Shout out to old Miss Black.
I'm going through old...
If y'all ever seen a woman with camo paint on look sexy, boy, ooh, wee. Anyway, she got her, she had a flash suppressor on her weapon. Ah, man, this shit look crazy looking back, boy. Got Kevlar on. It's going down. What the fuck is that? Oh, no, it's your weapon. Where y'all marching to?
I was at training in Washington on that particular day. There's no telling because we marched every day. Every training site we had to go to, we marched through it.
Dang.
So,
officer training?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It kind of took you back to basic training?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how they do. Just like sergeant school, you know what I'm saying? They take you right all the way back through the basics, you know what I'm saying? Basic training.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back into your rank. So it ain't no different. Well, these are that. Oh, the other two at. Check you out. All cute in uniform. It's gonna make me a nigga.
We had like a dining out. You remember those things?
Mm-hmm.
For ROTC, so I was still in college at that time.
Oh. Let's see. Check that. Mm-hmm. I turned myself to a green uniform, girl, with a white teeth. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I can be all over you. All over you. But that's what time it is, yeah. So I ain't heard from Cantor, though. I don't know what the hell's up with his ass. I ain't heard from, and these people that I'm speaking of, people are all of our old Army buddies, you know what I'm saying? So I know y'all be like, who the fuck are they talking about? Yeah, these are old 1-1. Shouts out to HHC, you know what I'm saying? 1-1 Aviation. Fuck the whole command. But, you know, shouts out to all the soldiers, you know. Yeah, middle finger to Abramowitz. Middle finger to Shepard, middle finger, fuck his name was.
Did I ever tell you that he's here?
Fuck
no.
Nah.
No, you had First Sergeant Shepard. When you left, Captain Shepard came in. I don't know if you met
with
him.
The was he captain? No, this the old dude with the glasses. That was, I think that was Shepard.
They had a First Sergeant Shepard and Captain Lubert. But when Captain Lubert left, Captain Shepard came in.
Hmm. I'm trying to think. When I thought that was Cap. Wasn't he a twin or something? He had a brother or something? One of them captains got a twin and shit. Oh, had a twin brother look just like him or some shit.
Yeah,
it was one of them too. I don't give a fuck. I don't punk motherfuckers crooked anyway, crooked bitches. But hey, you know, I'm doing what I do. Huh? But yeah, I wish I would run into one of the motherfuckers on the street. I'll punch him in their motherfucking eye, punk ass. Wouldn't even know what happened. What you do that for, man? Do I know you? Yeah. You don't know me. Mother told me I ain't gonna. I'm gonna have a hard life. Mother told me, oh, I couldn't believe he said some more dumb shit like that. Yeah, get out of your house. It's gonna be hard for you because you're discharged and that, man. Please, you stupid motherfuckers, man. You fuck about this shit. Came and beat all that I could beat in the army. Shit, fuck that. Back here, soldiering for the streets. I'm soldiering for the streets. You know what I'm saying? Got my camo paint on. I put my blood in there. That's my camo paint, you know. Like I got to put my cloud of smoke up so they can't see me. Hook my head in the bush. But no, I ain't seen Cantor. I ain't heard from Powell, Stout. You know, I always kind of hear from him now because we on locked in on the messenger. On Laney Lane, I got to call him, though. And then Sergeant Askew been you know, he ain't in no more, but he training National Guard and some shit like that, and he worked with teen groups. So he doing his thing, you know, been trying to communicate. Shouts out to Facebook for hooking that connect up. Can I blow this up? Oh, snap, I can blow it up. I didn't know that. Oh, y'all done fucked up. Damn. If y'all knew what I was looking at, yeah, y'all be saying the same thing. Wow. Shout out to Miss Black in Iraq. Where you took that picture from? Where you took that picture at? In the jeans. The jean outfit on.
In my room in here? I mean,
oh, that's
like,
in Iraq?
I've been buying soap. Yeah, that's in my room.
Damn,
I got this
stuff
online.
What? Oh, you ordered all that?
What's that? Yeah. What I had, I got it, of course, at the PX.
Yeah. Motherfucking Patron Express or whatever the hell it's called. Let's see what you got in the back here. You got, what the hell is that? Duffel bag? Got, what's that, a pillow? That white thing, that's a pillow? Think that looks like
what
a pillow.
In my room?
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, that's the bed back there.
I see the bed. I'm saying, what's that, a pillow?
So it's like a pillow. Yeah, a little, like, decoration. So it came with the comforter.
Oh, comforter. Yeah. Got that at the PX. or the BX. Yeah, that had to be X. It's all good, yeah. It's all good, girl. I know you be shopping, girl. Shopping. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I got to get off of that. Got the Dolce & Gabbana glasses. Or somebody Gabbana. Somebody. Somebody
you want to be.
You know what I'm saying? Got the Rick Ross glasses. You heard about that motherfucker Dolce & Gabbana talking about something. He ain't no spokesman for them. And the glasses he got are knockoffs. Who in the hell cares? I don't give a shit. I can't tell a real from a fake any fucking way. Who the hell cares? Shit. I wear some fake shit every end of the day because a bitch might think they real and trying to hit you across the head for them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can have these motherfuckers faking it up, motherfucker. Shit. Fuck that. It's all good, you know. Yeah, they do that. All right, people. We already passed the top of the hour, you know what I'm saying? So we got to get into the crazy news of the motherfucking day. Y'all already know Nutty News Today is provided to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. My bad, I did my shit all wrong. Let me run it back. Here we go. All right. It is time for the Nutty News of the Day. Now the news today is provided to you, nattynewstoday.com, and we give you all the news from all around the world, live right here on Regular Game Radio. You already know this is how we do. Let's get into it. Get my
wow.
news shot. And we are in Russia, I believe. A billionaire installs an anti-photo shield on his yacht. Ain't that a bitch? How you do some shit like that? Yeah. Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich has a rather curious new addition built to his latest oversized yacht. Abramovich has installed an anti-paparazzi shield. Yeah, lasers sweep the surroundings, and when they detect a CCD, they fire a bolt of light right at the camera to obliterate any photograph. Damn, these don't run all the time, so friends and guests should be able to grab snaps. Instead, they will be activated when guards spot the scourge of professional photography, paparazzi loitering nearby. Okay, so when a bunch of motherfuckers just want to stand there and just take pictures of my shit, fucking all your shit up. Fucking all your shit up. Yeah, that's hard. That's what you get. Hey, you can do that when you got money. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. Acorn, please, tell me something. Do you know anything about this Acorn, Mr. Black? What the fuck is it? Who? Okay, because this is, you know, every time they keep putting black people in the front of this shit, so I'm like, damn, is this a black organization or some shit?
It's something where they help low it, because I was wondering the same thing, like, why is this black people that were on those videotapes, and then the CEO is a black woman. So it's like, what is it? And I kind of heard something about they help, like, minorities with fund, because the government funded them. They would give them money, I think, to help with buying homes, maybe, or something. I don't remember, but they definitely help the low-income family, like, community. You know what I mean?
Man, well, they supposed to. They ain't trying to motherfuck
only black
you.
People, but, you know.
Damn, so Sean, I'm like, well, this says Acorn, the Acorn chief dodges congressman's call. So Acorn's top officer dodged repeated calls to come before Congress. And then, damn, before Congress, that's some serious shit now. And testify about the embattled groups, his finances, and ties to other organizations. The pressure comes in the wake of controversy over a series of hidden video camera videotapes showing the organization's employees offering advice to undercover filmmakers posing as a pimp and prostitute. And there was a couple of different, you know what I'm saying, they went different locations, though, not in, you know what I'm saying, not in one state. They went to different, you know what I'm saying, states, period. Like, everybody's been doing this shit. Like, that's just the new way to cover up, you know what I'm saying, pimping and shit. I really need to talk to them, too, because they apparently ain't, they're apparently showing the pimping and hoeing game is not dead. We showing y'all how to pimp. So I need to talk to her. She'd be good to have on the show today. She fits right in. But that'll work. And, wow, this is crazy. A coffee spill. Oh, shit, hold on. We got some people. My bad. Hey, shout out 186 Point Deuce in the building. And my dog, comedian, Stevie Mack. Yeah, man, that's a funny mother. That's a funny mother. Yeah, man. And don't forget, we got 186 Point Deuce right at, after this show. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the Trilateral Commission Radio. You know what I'm saying? Locking this thing down all the way across the world, man. That's how we do. We got Miss Black, you know what I'm saying, serving in Iraq, you know what I'm saying? That's real. She's coming back soon, y'all. You know what I'm saying? She's coming back soon. That's real. I'm going to have to leave Florida, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me call the wife and tell the kids I ain't coming back. You know what I'm saying? Sunshine is home. All right, y'all. We taking this thing all the way to St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah. A coffee spill costs a college $200,000. What kind of shit is that? Well, St. Louis is perking up with jokes about the $200,000 cup of coffee, but officials at a college and its insurance company aren't laughing. Yeah, St. Louis Community College at Forest Park must foot the bill after a coffee maker rigged to a faucet and left on in a photo lab led to a ruptured water line. Damn. About 10,000 gallons of water spilled down four floors, damaging ceilings, walls, computers, and files. So whoever the hell did that, yeah, I know your ass is fired. You're Donald Trump. You're fired. Get your ass out of here. Take your coffee with you. I don't drink coffee anyway. What kind of shit is that? Wow. All right. Oh, man. Now, this is... It's got to be some real... Oh, well, never mind. Let me tell you where it's at. Wisconsin. We're in Wisconsin, people. So don't be shocked. Man shoots his cousin. Thought he was a squirrel. I got to read it in their language, y'all, because you know... Oh, shit. Well, I can't even... This is Chinese motherfucking people. How the hell y'all doing in Wisconsin? With guns. All right. A Green Bay man shot in the head while hunting. A Green Bay man shot in the head while hunting was wounded by his hunting partner. Yeah, these motherfuckers gonna pull a Dick Cheney out this motherfucker. Chu Vang, 70, was struck below the right ear by a round from a .22 caliber rifle. Oh, damn, rifle. Thinking about reefer and shit. Rifle. Mary Jane is on my mind. From a .22 caliber rifle fired by his cousin, G. Vang. That's G.E. Vang. Right. Okay. Chow and G. What the fuck kind of names y'all be having? Of 46, also of Green Bay. The pair were in the Navarino Wildlife Area. The hunting partner observed a squirrel in the woods. And moments later, observed movement, he assumed the squirrel. What the fuck is y'all shooting squirrels for? Ain't that illegal? And fired one shot at what turned out to be his hunting partner. Oh, man. That is so fucked up, man. That's some Dick Cheney shit. Like, Dick Cheney got shot in the motherfucking face and shit what the fuck was it? Pellet seed and shit? I think that's what it was. I think he got shot in the, yeah. It was bird hunting. Out there bird hunting and shit. Shot his ass in the face. Take that. Yeah, be a president on that. Shot his ass in the damn face. So.
Ooh, fire. Well,
what happened?
I'm just amazed at how beautiful I am. Sorry, y'all.
Oh.
I'm just looking through some old pictures.
Oh. Shit, I know I'm looking at it. Good lord. If y'all ain't here, y'all ain't here. And I can't even, well, I can save the pictures. I forgot I could save the pictures. Oh, yeah. So I got this thing blowed up, and I got it in like, super zoom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, that ain't came into focus. Yeah, I got to wait till it focus. Man. It's hard. That shouts out to the EOD unit, man, serving in Iraq. All my people's out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Middle finger to Sergeant C. You know what I'm saying? Kiss my ass, punk ass, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Don't even want to come on the show. I want representing shit. You know what I'm saying? Faked out on the Freestyle Friday and shit. Thought a nigga forgot, punk bitch. Nah, I ain't forget. Told y'all I was going to blast you, nigga. Blast you. Pow, pow, pow. Okay, anyway, back to the news. A husband and multiple murders fled to Haiti. Yeah, this happened right here in old Florida. Yeah, old Florida. Mm-hmm. A mother and her five young children. God damn, I ain't even hear about this shit. And I'm in this motherfucker. Wow, okay, well, this is down in Naples, too. So down in Naples is like towards the old folks' retirement. A mother and her five young children were found dead inside a Florida apartment. And authorities are calling the woman's husband a person of interest in the killings. The bodies, I ain't finna even read, along with her five children ranging in age from 11 months to 9 years, were found inside a Naples, Florida apartment complex. Police launched a massive manhunt for DeMoss's husband, Messack DeMoss, Messack or some shit. I guess that's his name, Messack. DeMoss reportedly has family from Haiti. Damn. I keep telling y'all, fuck with them Haitians. Got the Haitians, they ain't having it. Shit. Kill you and your old family. Damn. That fucked up. I ain't hear about that shit, though. That tell you something. They keep shit down in the headlines. They want you to know. They'll let you know. But goddamn it, you're going to learn about it right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGR, home of the superstars and the nutty news. This news is being brought to you, nuttynewstoday.com. You know what I'm saying? They're letting y'all know. Insane killer's getaway was likely planned. Yep, in Spokane, Washington, authorities in the state said that they are looking into whether an insane killer who escaped from a field trip organized by his mental hospital planned his getaway. Yeah, the 47-year-old Paul left little clothing behind in his hospital room and carried a backpack and $50 on the outing. Come the fuck on. Paul was committed after he was diagnosed as a schizophrenic and acquitted by reason of insanity in the 1987 slaying of an elderly woman. He soaked her body in gasoline to throw off search dogs. And y'all motherfuckers diagnosed him as a schizophrenic? See, that's y'all world, though. See, that's that white world right there now. That's that white world. Because we don't get away with no shit like that. Only white folks, you know what I'm saying, can do some old crazy dumb ass shit like that and blame it. Man, please, let a nigga kill 10 motherfucking people. Sit right there, hit the crack pipe, you know what I'm saying, take two lines, talking to the 400 people that ain't there. And then let his ass get taken down and see if he can go into the motherfucking courthouse and blame that shit on any kind of motherfucking insanity plea. Shit. Man, please. They gonna put your ass under the jail. Kill an old lady. See if your ass, man, please. They gonna sit you on death row for 20 years, because that was 1987, so let's see. 1997. Yeah, shit, you would just be coming up for execution right about now. 2007, yeah, that, so you've been dead for like 2 years now. Shit. Fuck around with niggas. Y'all let this guy go on a goddamn field fucking trip. What kind of shit is that? What the hell are you taking fucking murderers at on a field trip to? You know what I'm saying? Bitch, except for the goddamn death penalty bitch. Shit. If they ain't touring that motherfucker, yeah, niggas, this is finna be your fate. Where the fuck else they going? Disney World? Yeah, we got a special murder section over here just for the murderers and shit from the prisons. And we letting them come and ride the riots and shit, you know, since they're making y'all tags and everything. These only the crazy motherfuckers, though. Y'all ain't got to worry about the real killers and murderers and rapists. We only got the schizophrenic motherfuckers who got sense and can come with a motherfucking backpack, probably full of fucking food from the lunch hall and shit, milks and all that shit. Nigga got milks and bologna sandwiches and all that, and $50. What kind of shit is that? All right. That's the America that people are living in right now. So, you know, shouts out to that shit. All right. Woman impaled in neck by a 13-inch tree branch. What the fuck? All right, y'all. We're in Idaho. Yep, where the potatoes grow. A joyride through the wilderness of northern Idaho, yeah, turned into a nightmare for 22-year-old Michelle Childers and her husband after a tree branch came crashing through a window of their truck, impaling, meaning smashing, meaning hitting Michelle in the neck. Childers and her husband Daniel were driving along the Lockshaw River in the mountains of north central Idaho when the accident happened. Bitch, y'all should have been speeding in the woods, motherfuckers. Shit, the hell y'all doing out there? Probably getting some head and shit. None motherfucking shit. Yeah, oh, she done looked up, and damn tree done came through the window and hit her in the throat and shit. You know what I mean?
y'all
know how that goes. I told you don't give me head, honey, in the woods. Shit. Y'all already know. Anyway. I bet you they ain't check her mouth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you would have seen some white stuff around it. Ma'am, that's not tree sap. Oh, man. All right, check this out, y'all. We're in Lake Worth, Florida. Yeah, this is where all the retirement motherfuckers are at anyway. So, yeah, a gun-toting man, 91, catches a burglar. Yeah, a young man who broke into a house in South Florida met his match in a gun-toting 91-year-old man, police said. When deputies asked Elliott, the man, to put the weapon down, he complied, and it fired, sending a bullet into the pool deck that ricocheted into his leg. Hello, y'all. Y'all know that I don't read everything, but I got to read into this one. 91-year-old man done tried to motherfucking fend off and shit, and then, okay, that's crazy. Fuck, I ain't even going to read no more than that one. Yeah. Two died, and we in Berlin, y'all. We're taking this all the way across the world. We got to go all the way across the world, y'all. We in Berlin, Germany, you know what I'm saying? What the happened to my damn shit? Okay. Where a doctor leading a group therapy session. Yeah, just a group therapy session. You motherfucker just going to talk to a motherfucker about your problems and shit. Say he gave participants drugs and other substances that killed two and hospitalized 10 other motherfuckers. Damn. One person was left comatose and in critical condition. And then the doctor who led the session has admitted giving the participants various substances and drugs during the meeting. The fuck you just handing out fucking Percocets and Vicodins, and then I'm going to throw a couple of X pills off in there and shit. Y'all hit that. I got some Walla Walla Bing Bangs, Incredible Hawks and shit. Y'all hit that shit. Damn. And y'all going to mother, man, y'all better talk to the Lord. Y'all sitting there trying to talk to another motherfucker in a group and shit. Shit, you better get on the goddamn Blog Talk Radio. Free therapy, goddamn it. Call me up, 347-237-5125. I'll give you some free therapy, goddamn it. Shit. A little bit of drugs, too, though, because I'm smoking. All right, y'all, our last nutty news for the day, man, comes from Abuja. Yeah, we all the way in Nigeria. Nigeria wants apology for country's depiction as gangsters. Y'all hear? Who the fuck? One of the summer's biggest blockbusters, a sci-fi morality tale about aliens and apartheid, is not welcome in Nigeria because of its portrayal of Nigerians as gangsters and cannibals. Man, that is fucked up. Information Minister Dora Akunyali has asked movie houses in the capital of Abuja to stop screening District 9, which is the movie title, because the South Africa-based sci-fi movie about aliens and discrimination makes Nigerians look bad. We have directed that they should stop public screening of the film, she said, and we are not happy about it because it portrays Nigeria in a bad light. Wow. Well, hey, you know, there you go. Yeah. The man gambled 18-year-old daughter away. That caught me real quick. Yeah. Got to read this last one, I think. Man. What the hell is it? Where is this at? Yeah, this is in India, people. This is the last one. We're all the way in India. God damn. A father in eastern India gave away his teenage daughter to a fellow gambler. Yeah, after he lost a card game. with police launching a hunt to retrieve the girl. Damn, it's fucked up. Ismael Sheikh from a village in the West Bengal used his 18-year-old daughter as a stake after he lost all his money. Ismael lost the game again, and Mustafa walked away with the girl. Mustafa. Say it again. Mustafa. Said a senior police officer investigating the case. The girl protested, but the victorious Mustafa dragged her out of the village. Ain't that a motherfucking bitch? Man. Well, don't take your ass to India, y'all. Shit, bitch is selling your ass away for a card game and shit. Dang. Well, that's how they do you. That's how they do you. Once again, shouts out to everybody in the building, you know what I'm saying? Right here live on Record Game Radio, home of the indie superstars. And make sure you check out my artist, Mr. John New, at www.myspace.com, John New the Princess. Or you can go to Drack Boys Princess, myspace.com/DrackBoysPrincess, DrackBoys Princess, and check that out. Also, you can hit me up. I'm on everything, Twitter, Facebook, 1,000 MySpaces, Google DJ Smell So Good or Wrecking Game Entertainment, WDGE, or anything like that. Fuck it, I tag everything. So you put a tag in, it's pretty much going to pull me up on something. And that's how you communicate. And this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to DJ Party Time holding it down. You know what I'm saying? On his day off today. So, you know, we'll get into the hood a little later on. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and drop with it. You know what I'm saying? This is Miss John Neal. Live in the building. Regular Game Radio. This motherfucking slow ass switch. Damn, this shit takes 30.
Yeah. This is another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New. Yeah.
Make your shoulders in. Attention every time I walk by. Don't you know I'm eye candy? I'm sweet enough to eat. Better watch me when I talk, I'll sweep you off your feet. He said, love mama, girl, you're looking good. Like them girls in magazines, you make me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist, and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me.
Your shoulders in. The DJ, turn it up, that's my song, yes. Now, move your body like this, throw your hands in the air. Now look to the left, drop down to the ground, and bounce your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, girl, them niggas with a smile, yeah. The jit call me too thick, put jaw on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it. The way I dance.
You want me, you all owe me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance. Baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come dance with me like you do throw on that E.
Make your shoulders lean. Rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangsta.
want a man, not a lane, that knows how to treat you. Won't forget my name, and his job ain't illegal. A gentleman to me in the streets, he is lethal. Recognize a real lady, and he will keep you. He can rock hats, I ain't feeling attacked. Got a roof over his head, decent clothes on his back. Staying out late nights, I ain't down with that. I like to sit back, kick my feet, and relax. If you mess around on me, then it's over and done. I'm sorry, but I will not play second to one. So try again and get yourself another chick. What? You couldn't play me. What you see is what you get. Next time if I were you, I would stick to the script. I wouldn't try to be getting all flipped. And now you're standing there all alone looking stuck. Don't worry, keep this on the hush. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free. I know. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, it's cool. Not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. And let me tell you one thing in this verse. If you think dudes are bad, females are much worse. I'm grown, I ain't playing no games. Yeah, you know who you are, I ain't saying no names. What comes along is the gift and the curse. You may think they your friends, next day they disperse. But never fight over a dude that'll make him more stink with his cocky attitude. Bet you think this song's about you. Never thought you would do what you did, who knew? Bump you when your sidekick too. Try to come and check me, I bet you won't do. No class, they fail and never pass. Feel offended, asking questions, I'm here, so just ask. Violate me, go and disrespect me. Come to my face, well they better come correct. Come correct. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. I know. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free. I know. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool. It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. Some girls say they gonna try and test me, but they never do that, at most indirectly. Supposed to be my enemy, but acting friendly, getting shook, or evidently try to say they never met me. Guess that's the rules of the game. It is you who are lame, and to me that's a shame. And I don't know who was to blame, but I wish you the best. One love, do your thing. You know how chicks try to act. Smile on your face, go behind your back, do some dumb stuff, but it's all good, cause I'm living. You living? Nah, I'm just kidding. Ha ha.
Tuesday night is my night, I cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, when we make it, when we make weekly. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Business time. I got Miss Black all the way in Iraq. Live in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We talking about pimps up and them hoes down. It's pimping dead, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the pimps just scared. And then we got into some old trifling, you know what I'm saying, news. Because, this go both ways. Listen here, parents. If somebody was paying for your child's motherfucking cell phone, that don't give you as the other parent no motherfucking right to use that child's phone as your own. Not to give out the motherfucking phone number and tell Tom, Dick, Harry, or Jane to call that son of a bitch and get at you at any time. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of conversation today, you know what I'm saying? In response to that same little scenario, you know what I'm saying? Well,
the dad had been using the 16-year-old's phone, you know what I'm saying, and giving out out-of-state numbers and all this shit, you know what I'm saying, people calling the man's phone, you know what I'm saying, this shit's suspect, you know? So, you know, we had to address that today. And a lot of everybody was like, you know, he need his ass whooped, basically. And, you know, listen, I got two guests off in here. Now, one guest been sleeping like a motherfucker, so he done enjoyed probably this whole show. You know what I'm saying? Which is very astronomical, because I really don't allow guests to even hang out in my shit. But today, you know what I'm saying, y'all got a blessing, man. You know, that's what I do. I bless the world. God bless us. So, what I'm going to do right now, and I'm going to let you stay, because the other guest, I see he did something. I was going to go ahead and put the boot to you. But I ain't going to do that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's some crazy shit, you know? It's just like, you know.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Miss Black. I got something to.
Yeah.
I got something to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I got whisper
what?
Something in you. I got something to whisper something in your ear real quick, do you? You listening? Demon, is
yeah.
You listening? Oh, okay.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Yeah.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
And that's how we do it, man. Going down real big, you know. Just wanted to share that with you, you know what I'm saying? Want to share that with you? That's how we doing. And how's the weather in Iraq today?
You know, it's actually pretty nice today. I mean, it's starting to cool off. We're so used to, you know, being in the hundreds. So 98 degrees is, like, cool to us. So, like, we were talking about it today. Nice out here, even though it's like 98 degrees.
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy, though. That's crazy. I knew it was hot, but I didn't know it, you know what I'm saying. So what's that? What's like the average temperature normally? Oh, I guess on a hot day, what it normally get to?
What? You're breaking up.
I say on a normal day, like on a, you know what I'm saying, on a normal day, what how high it normally get?
What is the high?
Yeah, like you know, like how high it normally get, like, you know what I'm saying? If you say it'd be over 100,
I guess
like
90s, 120. I really don't pay attention to it, to be honest. I just know when it's like extremely hot, I'm like, how hot is it? And on that particular day, it'd be like 120. I just know it has gotten up to 120. I don't monitor like what the temperature is each day. But I'm sure you can Google it.
I want to say something. I want to put it out there. And if you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. Until you use me up. I want to be on you. Wait. Until you use me wait.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
I cracked my motherfucking self up. God damn it. Ain't nobody else laughing shit. I'm laughing at myself. All right, y'all. Y'all know we taking this thing over to 186 Point Deuce off in California, man. Straight Low Records on Goofy Bone. Doing this thing real big, man. Holding it down for the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? All the way around there. So that's how we do it. Bay to Bay. FLA all the way to San Jose. You know what I'm saying? All the way up to Texas, man. You know, like horses and shit. That's how we doing it. You know, cow tipping and all. Shouts out my dog, Sadie J, you know what I'm saying? Sadie Baby Powder Fresh J, you know, doing this thing real big, man. And, yeah, FOMO, that's all we got. And then we out the door. FOMO minutes, you know what I'm saying? We got any special requests. You like to hear something special, woman? Oh, I got to make sure I hadn't let people know. I almost fucking forgot. Yeah, this is brought to you by...
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, make sure I put that out there, you know what I'm saying? Make sure I put that out there, because I'd be like, you know, FCC, can kiss my FCC.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
You know what I'm saying? That's how he's feeling. Let's make one prank call real quick, y'all.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz! No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
I don't give a fuck!
You know, because,
be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Make one more prank call, y'all. Y'all already know, man. We got to keep these prank calls going, you know. Call all the way around the world. Let me see who I can call. Let me call Moe's. I'm going to call Moe's. Call the Moe's Tavern, y'all. We're going to call Moe's Tavern in Springfield. You can call the Moe's Tavern in Springfield. Here we go.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
This is a real prank call.
Yeah. Who you want to call? Who you want to call? Oh, here we go, y'all.
I wish I knew this dude's number. I don't have his number.
Bam. We'll make him a real prank call. Anybody got a number out there? Stephen Mack, you got a number to call? Give us a number, Stephen. We got comedian Stephen Mack in the chat room. I'm pretty sure he can provide us with a phone number from one of them ex-scallywags that he want to harass. I'm the man to do it. I'm just playing. All right, y'all. Appreciate everybody hanging in. You know what I'm saying? This is why we do it each and every day, that we can get up in the building. And, yeah. And don't forget, nuttynewstoday.com, you know what I'm saying, bringing you all the latest and funniest nutty news. You're just looking for some enlightening news, not that same bullshit that you see on your local TV, man. And as always, you know what I'm saying, stay blessed and unstressed, because that's how we do it on Wrecking the Game Radio. WDGE and the place to be, you know what I'm saying? And always look out for my artist, Miss Janu, because we're coming soon, man. We're just coming soon to a city near you. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all check her out. We're gonna be hitting a couple of cities coming soon, man. We're trying to travel to California. And don't forget, November 5th through the 9th, we got the Blog Talk Radio. Yes, the BTR host reunion. This is an unofficial reunion. God damn it! But we just doing this shit because we can, you know. And Lord allows this thing to go down, it's gonna go down. And it's popping off in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying, November 5th through the 9th. We all meeting up from around the world, and just for a weekend of fun, you know what I'm saying, and networking. We're going to do shows all weekend long. We're going to have the airways locked down for the 4 days, I promise you. We'll have shows just all fucking day long, and we just, you know, letting everybody know what's going down, and y'all party with us, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to party with y'all. If you can be there, be there. If not, you're going to be there with us. You know what I'm saying? So I like to thank Miss Black in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? We're coming through and hanging out with your boy. And that's how we do. You know, what you got going on for the rest of the day, girl? Or night? Or what shit? What is it? 9 o'clock?
Sleeping.
Yeah. What is it? 9 o'clock or nine, ain't it?
Right.
Yeah, 7 hours ahead. Yeah. 9 o'clock in the night time, you know what I'm saying? Where is your Iraqis at? Oh, you know, that was my commercial, you know, my little commercial. But hey, Miss Wanda, I'm gonna get off. I'm gonna still be online though. I'm gonna click over and go on the Goofy Show. Communicate with you through the messenger. That's why I keep staring at this picture. And yeah. I gotta save that one. Who? Ooh. All right, y'all. We out the building, people. Wrecking the Game Radio. Make sure y'all come back through and check us out each and every time we can get up on this song. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace. All right. I'll see you on the messenger, girl.